John chapter 16. I am saying these things to you, so that you will not be offended when they happen. They will put you out of the synagogues, the religious meeting places, and the time is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is serving God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, so that when that time comes, you will remember that I already told you about them. And I didn't say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is advantageous for you that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to the Father, and you won't see me anymore. Of judgment because the prince of this world has been judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot receive them right now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. What he will say will not originate with himself, but he will speak everything he hears from me. And he will make known to you the things that are coming in the future. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and will reveal it to you. All things, everything the Father has, are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take things that are mine and will reveal them to you. In a little while you will not see me any more because I go to the Father, but yet a little while more, and you will perceive me. Some of his disciples, therefore, said one to another, "What is this that he said to us? In a little while you won't see me, and yet a little while more, and you will perceive me, and because I go to the Father?" They said, therefore, "What does he mean by saying, 'in a little while'? We don't understand what he said." Jesus perceived that they were wanting to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you trying to figure out among yourselves what I said? In a little while you won't see me any more, and in a little while more you will perceive me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has pain because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she doesn't remember the anguish anymore for the joy that a child has been born into the world. And you, therefore, will certainly have affliction now. But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, for you will have a joy which no one can take away from you. And in that day you will not ask me for anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, being in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made complete. I have spoken these things to you in Proverbs, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in Proverbs, but will tell you clearly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, in the reality of my presence. I am not saying that I will pray to the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came out from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world to go to the Father." His disciples said, "Look, now you are speaking plainly and not using proverbs. Now we know that you know all things, and there is no need for anyone to be questioning you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Look, the time is coming, yes, and has now come, that you will be scattered, every one to his own place, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have spoken these things to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be encouraged. I have overcome the world." This is the end of John, chapter 16.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.